A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus got in the boat, crossed the water, and came to his own town. Then some people appeared, bringing him a paralytic stretched out on a bed. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, "Courage, my child, your sins are forgiven." And at this, some scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Knowing what was in their minds, Jesus said, "Why do you have such wicked thoughts in your hearts? Now, which of these is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'Get up, pick up your bed, and go off home.' And the person got up and went home. A feeling of awe came over the crowd when they saw this, and they praised God for giving such power to human beings." The Gospel of the Lord. In my own life, I can recall any number of times when I have asked someone for forgiveness and was granted it. I can recall how terrific it felt, like weights being lifted off me. This gospel invites us today to get in touch with these experiences in our life and to remember the sense of relief, the real sense of being healed. In our story today, the paralytic was suffering on several levels. The person could not walk, was isolated from family and community because of the illness, since the paralysis would have been considered contagious. And even worse, the illness implied a shameful moral failure, sin. What wonderful, compassionate friends they were, who ignored all these dangers and disabilities, going to great trouble to bring their friend to Jesus. They no doubt had already, as friends, many times said, "I am sorry," to one another, and in so doing, raised one another up. Their very act of bringing their friend on the stretcher is evidence of that. When Jesus tried to do the same, assure the person of forgiveness, he was accused by the religious leaders of blaspheming. Only God could forgive sins, they would say. But to prove he had authority to forgive, he invited the person to get up, pick up the stretcher, and walk home. The story ends with these words. A feeling of awe came over the crowd when they saw this, and they praised God for giving such power to human beings. Every time you and I forgive another, using the same power that is ours as members of the body of Christ, there is also a sense of awe that spreads over the whole community. We too praise you, gracious God, for giving us this gift of forgiveness, which is also a powerful gift for healing.